Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting a little snow right now, but it's important to note that this is not part of the 12 to 20 inches of snow we're expecting over the weekend.
It's going to be fun.
Again, no.
Looking forward to it.
You're the only one I know who's excited for this storm.
Why? This is so ridiculous. If you live in Rochester, you should like winter. You should enjoy snow from time to time. It's been a very easy winter thus far.
Here's the difference, okay?
What?
You can enjoy snow when you don't have to drive in it. Like, that's my thing.
Okay,
I hate driving in it. It's the absolute worst. There's a lot of inconveniences that come with snow, too. Driving in it, having to shovel it.
Okay.
Like, why can't we complain about that stuff?
I'm not talking about
that. That stuff sucks.
I'm not talking about somebody complaining about, like, really dangerous conditions. I'm not talking about somebody who complains about having to brush a foot of snow off of their car or complains about how they had to shovel their driveway when the wind chill was negative 10 degrees. I'm talking about the people who literally spend the entire winter season and other seasons, every year, all year, constantly complaining about how much they hate snow and the winter weather in general. Like, newsflash, it's the Northeast. It's Rochester. If you live here, you know, especially lake adjacent, like, it's snow is part of the package.
Lake adjacent.
I'm sorry. You don't have to love it, but if you hate it, leave.
But
don't live here.
Here's the thing, Whitney, that you have to understand.
What?
So, the only thing that Rochester is more well known for than our snow and garbage plates is bitching.
We love
to complain in Rochester. We love it. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. And this text kind of highlights the point I want to bring up. And you could jump in. If you hate snow, but you still live here, call PXY Safe text line at 69822 or 222-9800. This person says, I hate snow, but I hate tornadoes, hurricanes, and wildfires more.
Yeah, okay. So that's like the only thing I will accept. If it's purely that it's like the lesser of all evils, if you hate weather in general and there's like nowhere you could live,
Come on. Like, furthermore, no matter where you go, there's going to be negative aspects about it, right?
I know, but people, I can't stand people that live in the north that complain all year. I mean, especially in the winter, but like in the summertime, they'll be like, oh, I love summer so much. I hate winter. Oh, God.
Well,
I mean, it's like it's 90 degrees and they're still complaining about the winter that'll be here in 5 months.
I mean, part of the reason that I do like living here is the fact that I think we appreciate our summers a whole lot more because of what we go through in the winter.
Well, like, it's not like
LA where you're there and it's 70 every day.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, as someone who lived in LA, the having no seasons gets really depressing and weird.
Yeah.
It literally, the entire time I lived there, it was the same thing every day, all day. It's like time is not passing. What's going on?
Yeah, that would be strange.
Yeah. And
so, yeah.
In Florida, they have like some seasons and they have changed. You know, there's hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I was even going to bring up. So you've lived in different places. So you've lived, for example, in Florida.
I've lived in every climate.
Did you ever complain about the 99% humidity and 100% or 100 plus degree temps that you got in the summer?
Yeah, we did. But not like people complain here. It's like
a different level.
The complaining here is definitely much more pronounced than it was in other places I've lived. You know, and for me, as someone who actually likes snow, I get bummed out and kind of depressed when we have a winter like what we've had,
yeah,
where there is no snow.
Look,
and it's just cold and drab.
I'm getting dumped on.
Well, no, that's not it. Snow is pretty. Snow's pretty.
It is.
Makes me happy.
But again, like I like to live by the motto of everything in moderation. Like,
well,
in my book, 2 feet, like we're about to get, is not moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is not part of the deal. I'm not going to enjoy that. I'm just not going to. I don't like being stuck inside and having to deal with all the crap.
Yeah.
Yes.
This coming through on the text line 69822. I live in Rochester and hate snow, but can't leave thanks to a carefully worded child custody order.
Oh, sure.
So that's, I mean, you know, this is different.
I'm seeing a little of that. Another text similar to that. My family lives here. You know, I don't hate snow. I do hate cold, but my family is greater than my comfort. Mm. So that's certainly a decent reason for it, too.
This text, couldn't agree with Whitney more. We live in New York. People get off it or get out. this one, I hate the people that complain about the cold in the winter and the heat in the summer. Pick one to hate.
You're
seriously.
Not allowed. Again, no, it all stems back to what I said before. If there's one thing that Rochester is most well known for, it is that we love to complain.
Well, right. If you live in Rochester and you hate winter and all you do is complain about the cold and the snow, call in now, 222-9800, and explain your reasoning for staying.
Ashley from Geneva, what's going on?
See, like, I hate snow. I'm not going to lie. I do. I hate the cold. I hate winter altogether. But okay. I am enjoying this winter, and I'm actually looking forward to the snow.
Really?
Except. My daughter's first birthday is Sunday, so I'm really bummed are getting this storm.
Time. Oh, man.
Now, are you planning on going through with it just in case, or have you already canceled plans? Because, I mean, again...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going through with it.
Oh, good. It's happening no matter what.
Good for you. No, that's good. Get the snowmobiles, the Uber snowmobiles.
Right?
Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
222-9800. Sarah from Perry, you love the snow, and for one main reason. What is that?
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of nice when you get a big snowstorm, though, because you don't see all your neighbors.
Yes!
And then everybody's out there shoveling.
Yes!
And you get to see everybody, and there's a little bit of community.
And there's bonding to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought about that way. Well, I guess there's also people like... No one wants to suffer alone, right? So I guess it's probably a little better if, like, oh, I got to shovel all this. Well, at least there's Earl next door.
Right.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, or the neighbors come and you all help one another and you chit-chat and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, see,
it's
that
got
doesn't...
a nice side to it sometimes.
That doesn't happen in California or, you know, L.A. where it's sunny all the time. And what are you out there saying hi about?
What's their equivalent, like, going out to the mailbox and they're wearing their winter jacket because it's 65?
Yes, exactly.
But sometimes it's nice to know that other people care if you get stuck in your driveway. You know, people will help push you out.
Oh, my goodness.
Or whatever. There are some nice parts to it.
Well, thanks for checking in.
Yes.
Stay warm and stay safe this weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye. Alex from Rochester, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just letting you know how I feel about the snow. I have a love hate for it.
You have a love hate. So you're a little bit of both. Explain that, please.
Oh, I was in a car accident last year actually, and snowboarding's been taken out of my life.
Oh no!
Unfortunately, and I live on the lake. Also, I'm from Rochester, but live in Livonia. I live on the lake, so when the lake doesn't freeze over and I can't go ice skating on it, there's no point for me.
Yeah, I get that.
Sorry to hear that.
There's certainly a lot of people out there that, you know, they love to ski, they love to snowboard, and that if you're able to find some kind of outdoor activity that you can enjoy, that certainly makes it a lot easier.
The funny thing is I don't do any of that stuff, and I just like the way
you
snow looks. Walking in it.
You like to stare at it.
I don't like to stare. If I'm not staring at the wall, I stare at the snow.
Hey, I live on the back roads, so when it does snow, since I can't snowboard and stuff anymore, you know, I'll go for a nice cruise on the back roads, look at all the snow laid across the trees.
It's so peaceful.
It is, when it's not my morning commute and sliding down 490.
Absolutely. Hey, man, congratulations on the kid, and love listening to you guys.
Oh,
thanks, Alex.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It, bud.
No
Bye.
Problem. Have a great one, too.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.